Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Sherrod. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Roy Sherrod. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Schulte, who is chasing the ball. Ruth reaches third base with a triple. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. McNeely moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive off the glove of Larry, and into shallow left field. Kress reaches second base with a double. McNeely scores. O'Rourke scores. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Larry, and into shallow left field. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schulte moves to third. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a pop-up towards third. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dickey to Lazzari covering second. The throw back to home, and Schult is out at the plate. Melillo moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Johnson now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gray moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Rourke for the out. Gray moves to third. McNeely moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gray tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely scores. It's 6-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Gomez now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Browns. Ted Gulick pinch hits for Red Badgero. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chapman. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ted Gulick now playing right field. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goslin is called out on strikes. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Rice fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Rice. Kress moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 8-3, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Ruth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Browns. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gulick strikes out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Gray moves to third. O'Rourke moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 11-4, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shult hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-2 in the game. Gulick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 12-4, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Combs. Gray reaches second base with a double. Gullick goes all the way around to score. It's 13-4, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 13, and the Yankees 4. The Browns will come to bat. Jimmy Rees now playing second base. Dusty Cook now playing right field. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rees misplays the ball. That's an error on Rees. O'Rourke moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Kress bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. Goslin moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke scores. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. It's 14-4, Browns. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schultz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rees moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Reese scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 14-5, Browns. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. It's 14-6, Browns. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Yankees 6. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gulick hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gray moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 14, and the Yankees 6. The Yankees will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 14, and New York Yankees, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.